103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 get ready, everybody. This was the one that we got a submission, and they asked, please change their name, and I don't blame them, because it involves DNA and a long-lost family member.
Buckle up.
Oh, this is so good, though, because I read it, and I was like, DZ, this is crazy.
Buckle up.
You can always submit these, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. She sent us this one in our Facebook DMs and said, change my name, please. I must remain anonymous, and you'll understand why.
All caps.
Yes, all caps. She wanted to know if she's the jerk for meeting her grandma's long-lost sister and not telling the grandma about it.
Huh?
Hold on. Allie and DZ, I completed a DNA test on Ancestry, and when the results came back, I didn't really see anything out of the ordinary, except for one lady who I didn't recognize or her name. In fact, nobody in the family did. I contacted this lady who said the only thing we had in common was the surname of a half-sister she's been searching for 4 years.
Ooh.
So I asked my grandmother, and she said it was impossible because her mother almost died giving birth to her and had to have a hysterectomy. So there's no chance there were any other siblings or a long-lost sister out there. There must be a glitch in the system, the grandma said.
The Matrix.
And we don't know who these people are. And grandma got very upset with my mom as well, who also asked her. And she kept saying, there's no way grandma has a long-lost sister. Well, sorry, grandma, but DNA does not lie. So me being me, I'm going to figure this out. I love doing family history. I've been working on it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady and I go back and forth. She had so much evidence. There is, in fact, a half-sister.
Ooh.
My grandma's got a half-sister. Long story short, the half-sister is my grandma's sister! The birth dates match up, the address, the woman's name, who birthed the child,
everything.
Which would be my grandma's. It all goes on. And the DNA matches me and my mom.
Hey, yo.
This lady's father is my grandmother's true father!
Hey, yo!
Oh, okay, so this is, I got goosebumps. So she said, I'll send you all the details and evidence, Allie. It's good, I believe you.
Oh, no, we believe it.
She put that in, like, in
if you need the receipts, I got them.
Yeah, she said my mom and aunt both said not to tell my grandma because this will hurt her. Well, and since she got a little upset about the first story when we thought that her mom had another child after her, she did not have a good upbringing. My sister and I both think my grandmother should know, but out of respect, we haven't said anything. In fact, nobody else in the family knows.
Yikes.
So my sister and I, get this. Her sister and I will be traveling to meet our new family this weekend, and grandma doesn't know.
Whoa.
Am I the jerk for wanting to get to know / meet my family, even though my grandmother doesn't know? And do you think my grandmother should know? She's 80. Yes!
Yeah.
What? So then she sent a side-by-side. She said her real father was in the military when he came back. Unfortunately, he was moved and then he was killed, it says.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. He was murdered. Dang. She said when he was 40 and never got to find his daughter, aka my grandmother.
Yeah.
So, whoa. Okay, I got goosebumps again rereading this. I already read this once. I got goosebumps again.
No,
so
facts.
She found out through a DNA test there is a family member and they're trying to, and this is happening so much now, where they're trying to figure out how this family member comes in because there was some kind of pregnancy or
somewhere,
adoption.
So it
turns out her grandma has a half-sister she knows nothing about, but her grandma's convinced her mother never had any other kids. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But DNA doesn't lie.
DNA don't lie.
So they're now going to meet this family member, the grandma's half-sister, and the grandma doesn't know.
Yeah.
Are they the jerk?
Bruh.
I already know what I think. Let's let the listeners.
Yeah,
we have to let them, because I have thoughts. I know you have
lot.
Thoughts.
This
and there's a lot. 414-533-1037. I want to see where the listeners go when we don't tell them first.
Yeah, I
like that. Because I know you and I have a thought on this.
Oh, we will say what we think.
And I want to see blindly what they say. And then we're going to say what we think, because I know we have thoughts on this.
I'm with it. Oh, you know we got thoughts on this. All right.
Come on and say it with your chest, everybody. We're waiting.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. M.I. The Jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I know there's a lot of layers. Just bear with us. Because somebody called in and had a really good question. Do these people have the same mother and father? Same mother, different father. And the father passed away.
Right.
So if you're listening, we're talking about Haley, who wrote in, wanted to remain anonymous because she found out through a DNA test that her grandma has a half-sister. And her grandma's saying, no, I don't. It's impossible. My mom didn't have any other children. It never happened.
Long list of receipts and a long-lost relative at the end of those receipts, dog.
The DNA doesn't lie. Mm. So her grandma and the sister have the same mother, different fathers. And she just said, so she's now going to meet the new family member and didn't tell her grandma.
And isn't telling grandma.
And isn't. Wants to know if she's a jerk. Danielle's calling in Cudahy this morning. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, young.
Danielle and Ari.
Danielle and Ari. Put some respect on Ari's name.
Good morning, Ari.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, stop making my ovaries flap. Okay, what are we thinking here? Is she the jerk for going to meet the long lost sister of her grandma that she just found out about?
Yes, I do think she is the jerk. The reason why I say is because usually in families when they have secrets, it's better to be left unsaid. You know, and I feel that what if she goes and then she figures out something that was totally not, you know, supposed to be said. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I just think that maybe if grandma says no, maybe that's a good reason why she's saying no.
Okay, maybe, DZ? Maybe grandma's trying to be protective.
No, tell me what you think, DZ. Now that we're here, come on. Tell me what you think. Because DZ has a good point on this, and I support you on this.
And so I'm actually with you. I think she is the jerk, but I think she's the jerk for different reasons, Danielle. We so far too often let these old heads just kind of throw their hands up and go, nope, didn't happen. I'm going to ignore
it. We're going to live in denial. These things didn't occur.
I'm
80. Nobody has to talk about it. This is what we do.
Dying in 30 days anyway.
It's the old mental health perspective. It's stupid.
And it's running from their reality. And maybe it is part denial, but I think you're a jerk because grandmother needs to be a part of that. If you are going, grandma has to be a part of that. And it's not to say force her, but it's making her face her reality.
Right.
And
which is real. It exists. The sister exists.
Right. You can't deny that.
You can't act like it didn't happen.
So you guys got to help grandma embrace that. That's why I'm leaning towards, you're the jerk. You know what I'm saying?
See, I say not the jerk because you can go. I think she should have the right to go meet him. But I get why you're saying she is the jerk because she is not telling the grandma. That's what makes her the jerk in your mind.
It's the continued secrecy behind it.
Now she's, two wrongs don't make a right.
That part.
Ah.
And it feels like it does sometimes, but it's not necessarily the case. But
Danielle and Ari say jerk.
Yeah, Danielle and Ari. Appreciate your call, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, so cute. I am done having kids. Stop.
Why do I want a daughter now?
No, DZ.
Stop. Just take nope. Take it back. Knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood.
DZ and Aaron having
next
children.
Caller.
Mila is in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Mila.
Hello. Good morning.
What are you thinking, Mila? Is she the jerk for going to meet her grandma's long-lost sister and not telling the grandma about it?
Talk to us, fam.
No, she's not the jerk, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to be as nice about it as I can. Old people are mean.
Dude, my grandma was the meanest at the end.
Grandma is 80. She's known her own self to be the only child all her life. That's all she knows. If they give her any other information than what she has known, because bringing it up made her mad.
Right.
They're going to give this woman a heart attack. Leave grandma alone. Yeah. I feel like the child is not the jerk for going to meet the other aunt or whatever. Wow. Because that's family.
Sure.
That woman has the right to know who her family is. Now, grandma don't want to get on board. Grandma 80. No offense, but grandma probably ain't going to live too much longer anyway.
Yeah, it is Haley's great aunt. That is who she has found. It's the grandma's sister.
Exactly. So go ahead and embrace this woman and let this woman find out who her family is, because she's been looking. Grandma has not. Let grandma leave grandma alone. Let her stay set in her way of knowing that that was her dad, that was her mom, and she was the only kid. That's it.
You're saying at this point she's close to death and whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Two.
It doesn't matter
she'll
because
live
she doesn't
want to
know. She doesn't want to know.
That's what like, I was thinking.
Beezy, when you said make her face her reality, I'm like, this woman is 80. She's had reality. It's gone and went already.
Mm. I can see that where sometimes people get so old, you're like, the change is never going to happen at this point. Their neural paths or whatever are set. Everything they know in life is you can't making changes at that age because of how much stuff is set in your brain is
it could be
really
detrimental.
Difficult.
It could be detrimental. Exactly. I respect it, Mila. No, I respect that I'm listening and I hear you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I only say that because of the woman's age. Had grandma been a younger grandma like me, man, you better go meet that woman.
Okay. Okay. Bet. Stipulations.
You know, we can accept that.
Because she's about 80.
Thanks,
all right, Mila.
Mila,
we appreciate you.
Have a good day.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. We love you back.
Love you too. She's basically saying 60 and younger, go meet her. Last but not least, Saucy Sandra is on the phone.
I'm different, yeah.
Saucy.
I'm different. Hey there, hey.
This is quite a story, right? Haley found out she has a great aunt, her grandma's long-lost sister. The grandma's like, I don't have a sister. It doesn't exist.
Nope.
So she's now going to meet the aunt without even telling the grandma she's going to meet her. Is she a jerk?
First off, having a daughter is not as easy as having a boy, so do not wish that. I love my girls, but it's crazy.
Fair.
Secondly, Mila had a very good point. Secondly, Mila had a very good point in saying that, you know, hey, let this other woman know her family, mm-hmm. her long lost family. That's a very good point. What makes her the jerk is that she's bringing her out here to meet her family. Hi, you didn't tell your grandma about this. And what does this woman expect to meet her sister, all that,
are you leading her on? Does the newfound half sibling realize that her sister doesn't want to meet her? Sure, nobody has to know that because they're going to visit.
Yeah.
They have to know that grandma doesn't want. I would think.
But then, what if grandma finds out somehow, some way? Somebody slip up. Somebody say something. Now grandma's mad at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you just screwed that whole thing. No relationship with grandma no more.
Right.
Ooh, so
you
Haley
got taken
said,
out the wheel.
Yeah, Haley said, am I the jerk for wanting to get to know and meet my family even though my grandmother doesn't know I'm going? And do you think my grandma should know? She's 80.
Mm.
We've covered a lot this morning on this.
Yeah, but Saucy saying jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay, Saucy.
So they need to tell the grandma they're going.
Yeah.
Is that the agreement? Otherwise, go meet, but tell the grandma you're going. Is that fair?
I mean, that as far as it working out, as jerk or not jerk, she's the jerk for not telling Grams.
We say this like we're professionals.
We're not.
We're like, here you go, Haley.
Not even close.
I play one on TV.
But this, what kind of on the radio?
I'm a doctor. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Allie.
There you go.
This is good. But this is what Am I the Jerk is. It's a moral dilemma. And she's struggling right now because she knows she's going to go meet this family member, but grandma doesn't want to know about it, so
appreciate your call, Saucy.
Thanks, Saucy.
No problem. Much love.
Bye, dog. It could have gone either way. Honestly, I saw it going either way. Uh-huh. I had no clue where we was going.
Same.
With that.
That's why I wanted to hear everyone's perspective, because I knew you and I would get on a rant. And I wanted to hear what everybody really thought out of the gate. Somebody texted in and said, there's a reason the mother gave that daughter up. This may open up a can of family deep secrets.
I just read that. That's true.
Does the mom have a sister, like a twin, maybe? Because the DNA is very, very similar. Come on.
Oh, okay. And I get there's like the 0.1% that there could have been a small error.
But then wouldn't that come up as, I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, not to go roll off, but I don't even trust the DNA stuff, so.
Somebody said not the stop it. Somebody said not the jerk. I have a mystery sister that I found out about and I went and met her even though it was against my father and I don't regret it one bit.
Dang.
This happened to my sister's best friend. She found out her dad was not her dad at 50 years old. Her mom even didn't it was in college.
Oh.
And it was a one night stand and the mom thought somebody else was the dad her whole life and then she just found out and went and the dad didn't want anything to do with her because he had a whole life and it was from college.
Yeesh.
And he was like, yo, I got a family. I don't need and now they're
you're disturbing my peace.
Took months, but now he's met her. So it took months. She met everyone in the family but him. I'm just saying, there's hope.
Maybe grandma will come around.
That's what I'm
getting
at. In
her 90s.
That's what I'm saying. Or hundreds.
Or hundreds.
It's fine. Thank you for all your input today. Seriously, you guys.
Wow.
We see all your texts, and there's a lot of them coming in. And I appreciate that.
Today's was wild.
Somebody texted an update. We told grandma. We tried to call in. Hold on.
Hey, yo, hold on.
We're going to get them on the phone. We're going to get her on the phone next. Hold on. Okay, is the song over? We have stuff to talk about. I cannot. I'm dying to get to the phone.
I'm shaking.
I am shaking, too, because Haley, who we just talked about for the entire Am I the Jerk, finding a long-lost family member, is on the phone. I swear to you. Haley, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I verified it is her.
Right.
It is definitely her.
We checked the receipts.
I checked the receipts.
It's Haley.
And so you listened to everything this morning on Am I the Jerk. You were the one who wrote in.
Yes.
And you have found out your grandma has a long lost half sister, and you were going to visit that great aunt.
Yeah.
You are going, yeah. And you did not tell grandma about it.
But
so, or did you? What's the update?
Yeah.
So to clarify a few things, she did have other siblings. They all passed away though, so she is like the only one left. And there was a pretty big age gap between them already. So
Okay.
Keep filling in the gaps. We love this.
Please.
Go on.
The floor is yours. We're not saying a thing.
Go, Haley.
So her mother, so that her and this lady do not have the same mom, just the same dad.
I had it mixed up. I had it reversed.
And the dad
died, which is why you can't find the dad, never found her.
Yeah. Now that makes sense.
Got it. Go on.
So did the DNA thing, reached out to her, and we put all the pieces together, and I told, like, my mom about it, and at first she was like, don't say anything. Mm-hmm. It's going to really devastate her. You know, she didn't have the greatest life.
Right.
So me and my sister were both just kind of like, she needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like it was the right thing to do, and my sister was like, screw it. Whoever gets mad, basically.
Boom. Uh-huh.
And so she went there last night to talk to her in person. And
Her sister went to grandma's to talk to her in person. Got it.
Your sister,
Haley. Got it. Okay.
So she brought it up gently. You know, she just wanted to be open with her. And my grandma is very open and someone we can usually talk to anything about.
Oh, good.
So we're not sure, like, why she got upset the last time. Maybe it had something to do with my mom, how she said it. We don't know. But now,
it was a shocking piece of news to hear.
And
you know?
If her dad died at 40, was killed, there might be so much.
It's drumming up a lot.
It's bringing up things she might not have dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
So was the trip planned? Hold on, Haley. So the trip was planned for this weekend coming up?
Yes, the trip was planned for this weekend. And me and my sister, we wanted to tell her so bad. But then we're like, maybe we'll just wait until after.
Sure.
Just to kind of feel things out.
Yeah. But your sister went over there. And then what happened?
How did grandma receive it this time?
Yeah.
Well, my grandma didn't know the whole story. She just thought she had like another sister out there through the same mom.
Oh, she didn't know it was the dad.
And that's where she's like, yeah, she didn't know about like the different dad. So she was just like, there's no way I have a younger sister.
Right.
So my sister was basically like, no, there's more to the story. And if you don't want to hear it and you don't want to talk about it, we'll never speak about it again.
Wow. That's respect.
And my grandma said, well, we're going this far. Tell me more. And so she told her, you do have a half sister, but you have basically a whole different dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it came about, you know, and the DNA matches all of us. It matches our mom. And they've been looking for you for years.
Wow.
And my sister asked her, do you want to see a picture? And at first my grandma said she didn't want to look, but she felt like she needed to know.
Uh-huh.
And so she showed her a picture of her dad, her real dad. In the side by side of them when they were younger, they look identical.
Identical, I knew it. Oh, uh-huh. Chill.
Yeah, well, you sent me in the email or whatever, the Facebook, whatever message, you sent me pictures and they look exactly alike.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he got she was not mad. She said, make me tear up.
Oh,
she
no.
said that, because me and my grandma talked after the fact for like 3 hours on the phone, and she told me she always felt like she didn't belong in her family and always felt like she was adopted
she
and always wondered
Weird.
Why she was treated the way she was. And this brought her peace and it made her feel like it made everything make sense with her childhood.
It actually was for the best.
And grandma is coming with us.
Let's go. Boom, boom. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's the best happy ending. She's going to meet her sister with you.
Yes.
Oh, this
I feel fulfilled.
This,
no, I feel fulfilled
so
right now.
So fulfilled. Tearjerker. Story of the day. Oh,
I got full body goosebumps right now. I can't even explain it to
you.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? Will you call us on Monday? I'm not even kidding.
Can we recap again?
I'm not even kidding. Like, hold on.
I will send you guys pictures and updates and let you know how it goes.
Oh,
and
it's on.
My grandma is excited. You know, she is anxious. She's nervous.
I bet.
And rightfully
so. She said it's a lot to take in. But she said that she's very glad that me and my sister told her and did not listen to our mom and our aunt. So,
boom. Well, love it.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good. People are just sitting in their cars. They got to get into work and they can't.
I know somebody crying right now.
Oh, my God. You got to get on the Odyssey app and go into work, people, and listen that way because this saga is continuing, let me tell you.
And then don't forget, we got Haley back on Monday. For the update.
Oh, hey. I can't wait. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Haley, we're with y'all, man. We're in the family now. It's all of us. Have a good day,
bye, Haley.
You too, bye.
Actually, hold on. I got something to say off the air. Hold on. Don't
hold
go
on, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. We're not done here.
We're actually not done.
We're not done.
We're done on air.
On air. And wow. When you said I feel fulfilled, amen to that.
So fulfilled.
So good to hear that follow-up. Monday, we're going to find out how the meeting went.
I can't wait.
Move
Is it Monday yet?
Maury Povich.
Is it Monday yet?
I cannot wait.